Go ahead and find Psalm 103. I mean, not 103, 33. Because we're about to do something here. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. My. Let's see, can I pull it up on my pad as well? Oh, yeah, I got it. Are you ready? I need y'all to go through this with me. Will you do me the favor, Mrs. Jones? Get her a mic. Let her read this for me. I'll tell you when to pause and when to. You got it. Can you see it? We can read it from the screen. We just read it together. Give her a mic. Passion Translation. Go ahead and do the Passion
Translation. Psalm 33. It's time to sing and shout for joy.
All right. What time is it? It is time to sing and shout for joy. So what?
Go ahead, all you redeemed ones, do it.
Whoa. How many? Now don't fool me. Now don't lie to me. Don't sit in the building and lie to me. How many redeemed ones do we have in this building? How many redeemed ones do we have? Some of y'all act like y'all not sure. I'm going to ask you again. How many redeemed ones do we have in the building? So he said, go ahead, all you redeemed ones, do it. Go ahead.
Praise him with all you have, for praise looks lovely on the lips of God's lovers.
Whew.
Play the guitar as you lift your praises, loaded with thanksgiving. Sing and make joyous music with all you've got inside.
Wait a minute. He said, praise does what? Look lovely on the lips of God's lovers. How many really you in love with Jesus? He can call you his lover. John loved Jesus so much. He was up in Jesus' lap. And somebody asked him, well, why didn't the rest of the disciples do it? And Jesus said they could have. why ain't all the saints praising God? You can. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Look what he says. Get you a guitar. We got a saxophone, we got an organ, we got a keyboard, we got a drum. And all these instruments are designed for people who are skillful to praise the beauty of holiness and to magnify God. What I'm going to do, I'm going to let her read all the way through it, but somehow, if I don't point it out, you won't catch it. But notice what it said, play the guitar as you lift your praise loaded with what? How many of you in here got some praise loaded with thanksgiving? Or you just got just a little old scrunchy praise? And when you pull the trigger, go. And then it said, do what? Sing and make joyous music with all you got inside. All you've gotten where? Inside. Then it said, compose what? New melodies that release new praise. Oh, you mean there's some more praise? Woo! For the Lord. Release new praise for who? Go ahead and read it.
Compose. Some of you may not know, Bishop can play the guitar too. Compose new melodies that release new praises to the Lord. Play his praises on instruments with the anointing and skill he gives you. Sing and shout with passion. Make a spectacular sound of joy. For God's word is something to sing about. He is true to his promises. His word can be trusted. And everything he does is reliable and right. The Lord loves seeing justice on the earth. Anywhere and everywhere you can find his faithful, unfailing love. All he had to do was speak by his spirit wind command. And God created the heavenlies filled with galaxies and stars, the vast cosmos he wonderfully made. His voice scooped out the seas, the ocean depths he poured into the vast reservoirs. Now with breathtaking wonder, let everyone worship Yahweh, this awe-inspiring creator. Words he breathed and worlds he birthed. Let there be, and there it was. Springing forth the moment he spoke, no sooner said than done. With his breath he scatters the schemes of nations who oppose him. They will never succeed. His destiny plan for the earth stands sure. His forever plan remains in place and will never fail. Blessed and prosperous is the nation who has God as their Lord. They will be the people he has chosen for his own. The Lord looks over us from where he rules in heaven, gazing into every heart from his lofty dwelling place. He observes all the peoples of the earth. The creator of our hearts considers and examines everything we do. Even if a king has the best equipped army, it would never be enough to save him. Even if the best warrior went to battle, he could not be saved simply by his strength alone. Human strength and the weapons of man are false hopes for victory. They may seem mighty, but they will always disappoint. The eyes of the Lord are upon even the weakest worshipers who love him, those who wait in hope and expectation for the strong, steady love of God. God will deliver them from death, even the certain death of famine, with no one to help. The Lord alone is our radiant hope, and we trust him with all our hearts. His wraparound presence will strengthen us. As we trust, we rejoice with an uncontained joy flowing from Yahweh. Let your love and steadfast kindness overshadow us continually, for we trust and we wait upon you.
Thank you.